Yeah. Oh. Well, now. Let me see what they call that. It's, the one that used to go round and round, you know, they call that a flying jet.
A flying jet?
Yeah.
Well, did you have a name for the one that just went like this? Just balanced over a sawhorse, maybe?
No, but, and I know that we had them when I was a kid. We had the one that went up and down this way, and the one that went round and round, you know, and you could go up and down as you went round if you wanted to on that one, see.
Well, now how
it was on a pivot in the center, put a post and put an iron pin through that and a hole through a thick piece of timber, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Us kids, we had one get on either end of it, you know, and you could kick yourself, get to going round and round, you know, and you could go up and down.
I bet that
as,
was
you,
fun.
As you went down. Oh, yes, we
well,
really
Mr.
got
Mackintosh.
A kick out of it. But the one that just went up and down like that, I tell you the truth, I don't remember what we called that. And we had
seesaw?
Them, too.
Did you call it a seesaw?
Well, we could have, but I just don't
uh-huh.
remember.
Well, Mr. Mackintosh, what were some other kinds of things that you played on when you were?
Well, something like that, and after we got large enough, the boys, we had bicycles, and that was the whole goal then, you know. There wasn't any automobiles, and when you got a hold of a bicycle, you really had something to play with then,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I guess us boys fooled around more with our bicycles than anything else.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a piece of stone that's used to sharpen knives with?
Grind rod.
Okay.
Now we have the grind rock that we sharpen the tools, and then we have oil stone, see.
Well, now what's
that,
the difference?
Well, one turns and you sharpen your tools, and the other is a small piece to put a finishing edge on it that just lay on something, or you can take it in your hand and rub edge on your tools after you grind it down like you want it, see.
And so the grind rock is the one that goes around?
Round and round,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the other one is an oil stone?
Yeah.
Okay. Will you describe some different kinds of wooden fences that people use in Mackintosh County or used to use when you were coming along?
Oh, a rail fence. That was the whole goal when I was a kid.
And now how were rail fences built?
Well, they were built from split trees, split into small, usually about 10 foot long, and about as small as you could weld. Split them, you know, into three or 4 inches
mm-hmm.
through, you know, and that's the way they built the fence. It starts here in the corners, in like that, you know, and your next one over here this way, see,
mm-hmm.
and that kept them from blowing down, see.
Well, did these fences have any posts,
no.
or were they were all just
no,
like
they
this?
Didn't have any posts at all.
Uh-huh. And about how many rails high would they be?
Usually about 10 rails.
Mm-hmm. Well now, were there different kinds of rail fences or were they all constructed this way?
Oh,